Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Smile FM Friday morning, Bock Friday. Green and gold, green and gold. Mm. Can't wait for Sunday. Starts today, by the way. Our guru, our oracle, our expert, who we've missed dearly over the past couple of weeks. He's been very, very busy. Nose in the trenches, doing what he does best. And that is as a contributor at SA Rugby Mag. Mark Yohain, good morning, sir. Welcome to Smile FM again. It's lovely to have you back on the show. Let's talk a little bit about that opening game of the World Cup. All eyes will be on the host nation, France, taking on an all-black team in a World Cup is never an easy thing to do. All pressure on the host nation.
Complete. You know, what people forget is that we would be going to the Cape Town Stadium tonight to watch South Africa play Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Because we actually had the World Cup and then France stole it. So what I keep on saying is they may have stolen the World Cup from us, but they can't steal it on the field. They've got to earn it, and they're not going to do that. But they'll be good enough. They'll be strong enough, and they'll beat this All Black side that's missing three of their frontline forwards. France also missing four of their top players in the 15. But this is a vulnerable All Black side, and I really think what we did to them at Twickenham has hurt them. It ripped like the guts out of this All Black belief when going into the World Cup, having won the Rugby Championship and the Fairness World Cup. That 35-7, they say it was a warm-up game. It was a lot more than that. 80,000 at the start. Interesting. History favours the All Blacks all the way. They've won 14 of the last 15. They lost 2 years ago to Paris, 40-25. It was the first time since 1972 that they'd lost in Paris. But this French side, for 4 years, I've been expecting them to fall over. And that they couldn't handle the heat and that. But they are a different breed. This is their golden generation. Their captain, Fabien Galthié, was one of the best. He's now the coach. He's one of the best. And they've handled the pressure throughout. And I really think that tonight they will embrace the atmosphere. They'll embrace the fact that they are the host nation. Yeah, I mean, the Aussies, they'll finally get a win up against Georgia. But geez, it's a strange-looking Aussie side, eh?
Yes.
Average age about 24. Eddie's been doing some crazy things there. But they're up against Georgia, so it'll be a little bit of a bun fight for 40 minutes. But I think just obviously the technical class of Australia will be too much, and you'll finally get a win. But they've got such an easy side of the draw. I mean, that's Australia putting to the playoffs, and then potentially an England-Australia quarterfinal, and both of them are struggling. Where on the other side, you've got the top four teams in the world, basically two of them will cancel each other out in the quarterfinal.
Yeah, but the Oracle, I just want to know by you, everyone was laughing first at us about the 6-2 split, 7-1 split, but I see Argentina has now done the same. Your views on that?
Well, I asked Rusty, can we please have an 8-0 split in one of the games? and Chesman to cover 9. I mean, what a glorious thing. I mean, you need specs. You know, it's. I would think that Georgia would have been the first, because I don't know why they even have a number 10. So, you know,
oh, wow. You want to bash it up front.
There's a wonderful story when Eddie Jones was the technical advisor of the Springboks, and we just wanted to play like Australia, play like the Brumbies, and Eddie was saying to the players, do you know how we see you? He said, if Australia had the Springbok pack and Farida Prayer, you'd never know who played number 10 for them.
Sure, yes.
He said, the ball would go to 9 and go straight back inside.
Stick to what you know. Stick to what you know.
Look, I just think it's if you've got the resources, it's a wonderful use of the substitutes bench. I see the New Zealanders after Twickenham were moaning and saying it's got to be changed back to traditional 4-3 and a specialist prop. Nonsense. If you can play 8 forwards and they're versatile enough to play in the back line, good on you.
Yeah.
What has to happen to the game if they're talking player safety is they've actually got to reduce the number of substitutes.
Sure.
And say there's 3 substitutes and you can only take a guy off for blood. Because then blokes get tired after an hour, the defences crumble and you've got a really free-flowing attacking game. At the moment, you've got fresh players coming on with 30 minutes to go in a strong team, potentially playing against the guy who's playing for 70 minutes. And that's where the fatigue comes in. That's your play safety comes in.
Yeah. Keo, quick look at Sunday. The box up against Scotland, the big one we'll be waiting for. The Scots will not take us lightly. They've been prepping their World Cup team, and their strategy for Sunday was going to be intense rugby, as we know from the Scots. Ninaba's saying game by game, every game is a final.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. I mean, that's the cliche they'll haul out. But Scotland will probably be, I think, one of our trickiest tests, but we'll be too strong for them. I would say box by 10, and we box by about 17. But over and above the game, I'm waiting for that first collision between Peter Steph Tatoy and Duane Funamava. Funamava ended Peter Steph Tatoy's Lions series and season with a thumping tackle for Cape Town's favourite. Peter Stepstoy hasn't forgotten, and neither has every Springbok forgotten. And you know what? Yeah. He's my favorite player in terms of winners.
Yes.
But he's had a lot to say, and I think he's going to feel that he would potentially have wanted to be wearing the green jersey on Sunday and not the blue jersey.
Yeah.
And forget the kilt. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. You're playing at a great time in Marseille. It's not an easy match. And I think we'll win comfortably and put down another marker and obviously prepare ourselves for Ireland in a fortnight. But it's going to be a great weekend. I've got France to win by 15 points. I've got the box to win by 17 or 18 points.
I love it.
Boom.
Boom. Marky O'Hane, SA Rugby Magazine. Go and give them a follow on all social media and go give him a follow as well on an X as well. I love the commentary from this man.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.